USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says America stands with freedom-loving Venezuelans.
The people of Venezuela are standing for freedom and democracy, and the United States of America is standing right by their side.
The president also talks about the evils of socialism.
They engaged in massive wealth confiscation, shut down free markets, suppressed free speech, and set up a relentless propaganda machine.
A large part of the country is dealing with a big winter storm. Areas from Iowa to Massachusetts will see upwards of 4 inches of snow, but some localized areas could see up to a foot. That storm also dropped a few inches of snow in Las Vegas. And the markets were closed on this President's Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
One officer remains in the hospital after a deadly shooting at an Aurora, Illinois warehouse on Friday. The other four officers have been released from the hospital. The officer who remains is in good condition, although he continues to recover from gunshot wounds. So what do American car consumers believe the most dependable brand is? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The latest report from J.D. Power finds Lexus is the most dependable brand for the eighth consecutive year. Porsche and Toyota tied for second place, then followed by Chevrolet and Buick. Overall, though, even a Lexus has problems. In fact, the rankings indicate 106 problems per every 100 vehicles. The survey also finds that problems with batteries in all types of vehicles are on the rise these days. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker continued his swing through New Hampshire on Monday with different campaign stops as he focuses on a message of unity for the American people regardless of party. The 2020 presidential hopeful was also asked about a new report out regarding the Green New Deal, which says it may cost up to $2,000 to get buildings up to code because they have to change all the light bulbs.
But this is the lie. As a guy who's a former mayor, it shows you can actually revive your economy and create a bold green future. We environmentally retrofitted our buildings, saved taxpayers money, created jobs for our community, and lowered our carbon footprint. This lie that's being put out that somehow being green and responsible with the environment means you have to hurt the economy, a lie. And I can show you bold things we could be doing. In fact, the energy in the industry of the future, we can define the way and not let the Chinese do it or other countries do it. America's got to lead again. We can get a green future, an economically prosperous future that works for everybody.
An alarming number of cell phone calls are spam, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
A new report shows nearly half the calls made to cell phones this year will be spam. The study was conducted by First Orion and referenced in an FCC report this past week.
On this President's Day holiday, keep in mind the stock market is closed also. You will not be getting any mail, and the majority of banks are closed, although you may find a few open inside grocery stores. Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.